general, how are you feeling about where things are at with this team as you hit the midway point or get ready for the second half of the season to start?
It's good. I mean, I think bouncing back after the two games at home, sweeping Florida is never really an easy thing, especially on a back-to-back. So I think we can be coming into the game tomorrow with some confidence.
When you look at those two games that you were able to put back-to-back, is there a common denominator or anything that really stands out for you as to why your club was able to get those 4 points?
I think we played pretty complete games. The Tampa game, the second period was our best period, so that was a good sign for us. I think the Florida game, we just kind of carried that momentum throughout the entire game. I thought we got better as the game went on. Third period was probably our best period of that game. So, I think we're trying to do the right things. We're coming back to the puck, moving it up, transitioning a little bit faster than we have been. So those things seem to come, when you're playing with confidence.
So you talked about the need to play for speed, and you felt like you got that in at least five of the six periods?
For the most part, yeah. No, I think, like I said, the faster we come back and try to force the other team into our defensemen, the faster we're going to transition the puck. And I think that's the next step for our team is realizing that, so much offense in this league is created by, forcing the other team to try to do too much, to get bored with the style of play that we're trying to play, and, feeding off those turnovers. So, I think we generated quite a bit of offense, by playing good sound defense as a team.
About finding that identity collectively, you got most of your group back. How close are you to getting to that point?
Well, it's still a work in progress. You can't say that you're a finished product after getting two wins. The theme of our season has been inconsistency. We've looked really good some games, and then failed to put together kind of a long stretch of playing that way. So, I guess that's to be expected with a young team. We're into the second half of the season now. Guys have played enough games to realize what type of team we are. And, we're going to look for a complete buy-in here. And if we do that, we've shown we can win games.
What did you like about today's practice, getting everybody back into routine here after a good day off yesterday?
Yeah, it's just good to get back out there, get off the plane, get a good sweat out there, and, get ready for another big game tomorrow.
What's impressed you most about the way the young guys like Nick and Scheifele and Lai have played, not just this season, but just the recent?
Well, for them, like I said, kind of with our whole team, when they're going really well, they're virtually unstoppable. That puck seems to be on a string. They don't need many opportunities. They seem to make the other team pay for the opportunities they do generate, and they play with a lot of speed. That's kind of what we're going through with our whole team is, if we can get those guys clicking like that all the time, the rest seems to fall into order. I think we like the way our lineup looks, top to bottom, and they're a big part of that. We need offense. They generate quite a bit.
Always a lot of talk about how things crank up in the new year and after the break. What's the biggest challenge for a team to also raise its collective play as the rest of the league sort of does the same?
Well, like I said, we have a young team, so when we're looking really good, we look really good, and the days we're not, sometimes it's a challenge for us. So it's a collective buy-in from everyone. I think our roles are pretty defined, what we are. So you get everyone to buy into that. You have everyone pushing in the same direction. That's when you get on a good run.